So I'd like to welcome to Late Night Buzz Radio one of the band members of the Fabulous Poodles, or the Fab Poos, if you are very familiar with them. And this is Bobby Valentino. Bobby, hello there.
How are you doing?
Good, sir. So for the people who may not know of the Fabulous Poodles, it's quite an eclectic bunch of musicians. Can you tell us a little bit more about them?
Well, we started about 1974, so that's about 45 years ago, and we finished about 1980. We're about to do our first gigs in 40 years, which seems a bit odd, but it's very fun to do it. It's great fun to do it again. We were, as you say, an eclectic band. We really did any kind of style we fancied at the time. We were sort of the punk era, as it were, but we weren't a punk band. People always say, oh, you're an art school band. And none of us ever went to art school either. But we used to be a fun band, although not comedy, but we're fun. We don't really take ourselves very seriously.
I mean, because one of the tracks on your album, if I got it right, was just intros.
Yes, we used to go on and do a blues ending. Which was really silly. Just go on stage and try and go, sorry, the support band's overrun. We've only got time to do one song. And then we go, dum, da dum, da dum, da dum, ba dum, ba. Really over the top.
Yeah, I love that.
Rock band ending. And then sort of come out and do a bow and, you know, arms around each other's shoulders, tails around their neck, and do a bow and go off.
Brilliant.
That's what we play. And in England it worked, or in Britain it worked. People would get the joke, and then everybody would cheer more, and we'd go back on. Okay, we've got time for one more. And the whole of the set was then the encore. We tried that a couple of times in America, and they didn't seem to get it.
No.
We didn't do it anymore.
You know, when you did gig, you guys gigged prolifically, didn't you? You really kind of stormed it.
Oh, we were stupid. I think in 1977, I think it was, I added up the gigs. We did like 280 or 290 gigs, made an album, and had 2 weeks holiday. Literally, there were that many venues then, because there aren't that many venues. And in America, I should recall doing 78 shows in 73 days or something. So we'd often do two houses of an evening, or do a lunchtime or an afternoon show at a university or something like that.
How would you even know where you were doing all those gigs?
We toured with Tom Petty, and for our last tour, with a support band around the time of Damn the Torpedoes with Tom Petty. And the crew used to write the name of the town on a piece of tape stuck on the monitors. And there was one night they definitely forgot. Tom Petty went, hello, Cleveland, and we were in Akron or something. I mean, it was Spinal Tap completely.
Sounds like a lot more fun as well.
We were a proper fun band. We didn't take ourselves seriously, but the songs and the music we took seriously.
And you've recorded so many albums and so many songs, and I believe there's a box set.
The box set came out last year called Mirror Stars. It's done really well. We were really surprised, especially in America. It's done well over here. Great press, good sales. So we thought, let's do some gigs.
Yeah. And have you kept in touch with any kind of new people in the lineup? Have you kept in touch with everybody?
We've got new bass and drums. Well, we'll be in contact with each other, but Richie, who's the old bass player, has become very spiritual and doesn't play music anymore. Mm-hmm. Bryn, I think being a drummer, backs that bad. He can't play anymore, because it's one of the things with drummers. They sort of sit back on a chair.
Yeah.
All the weight is off their feet, because they're using their feet for pedals and things, and the hi-hat and the bass drum. So all the weight goes right down their spine. Most of us sit and we have the weight of our legs on the floor. But drummers don't, and they often have real troubles with their back. I mean, I'm 6'3", and I often play a jazz master guitar when I play guitar, even though I'm mostly a violin player. And that's a real big, heavy guitar. So I'm 6'3", so it doesn't really make a lot of difference for it.
Yeah, you can
actually
handle it.
No, I'm not 6'3" anymore. I'm now 6'2". I was 6'3".
Well, you could have said you're 6'3", because we're on the radio. No one can. No one's going to know. I tell everyone I'm 7'9", but. Now, you've got some gigs coming up around Bath. You've got some kind of warm-up gigs, I think, on the 8th and the 15th.
Yeah, we've got a warm-up gig in Bath this Friday.
Yeah, in Widcombe Social Club.
Yes, it's basically a warm-up show for us. because as I say, we've got new bass and drums, and they've never done it before. And then we've on Friday the 29th of November, we're playing a place called Nell's.
Yes.
Calls itself a jazz and blues club, but it's actually, I don't know if you've ever been there, it's a lovely venue. It's like an American club with a really nice decor, really nice layout.
Think you're going to kind of expand on that and play some more?
We hope to. We'd like to be doing festivals, and we may be a short tour of America, but it would have to be a short tour of America. I'm not doing 6 months again. Back when we were younger, we were doing 6 month tours of America.
I just find that staggering, the phenomenal amount of touring that you did.
We didn't for near enough 5 years. We hardly went home.
Wow.
But it was fun. Mm. It really was good fun. I mean, we were a young, successful English band in America, and you're very popular with the girls.
Jolly good. I should think of nothing less. And also, I will now say your dashing good looks, sir. You know, because you have very similar. Look to Clark Gable.
I did have more.
Yeah.
Between about the age of 35 and 45, it was frighteningly accurate.
Yeah.
I haven't aged quite the same way as him.
I also know you, Bobby, from when I used to go and see kind of bands in North London when I used to live in the area. People like the Hank Wangford Band, Los Pistoleros, and all that period.
Fun band. I mean, Hank, in a way, did the same sort of thing. He never took ourselves seriously.
Mm.
But it's the music series. Hank wrote some really good songs.
Yeah.
I mean, he might have a strange singing voice, but he writes a really good song.
And also, I remember a track, just as we're speaking now, when you do A Smoke Without a Fire.
That's one of mine. I wrote that.
That's a superb kind of jazz swing type of thing.
But yeah, jazz swing, but the chords are sort of simple and country, but... I think it's the way I sing. It's just so, I'm such a crooner.
Yeah.
Everything I sing always comes out slightly jazzy.
That was great. I used to love those gigs. Really did enjoy
that. That was in a show called Chaps.
Oh.
A show at the Theatre Royal Stratford. I always say Theatre Royal Stratford. We always forget to put the East after the Stratford.
Yeah. Theatre Royal sounds such much more grander. And also, I remember kind of Radio Wang in Hackney Empire.
Good Lord, yes, we did that at the Edinburgh Festival.
Yeah, I saw that down there.
We pretended we were live on the radio.
Yes, yes.
Certainly when we did it in Edinburgh, the audience believed it. The penny didn't drop through. This was all fake.
Yeah, well, the bit I remember was the bit when there was the duets between, I think, the bass player, the Cherry Red Sisters, I think they were called,
yeah.
And they pretended that all the power had gone down and they had to sing an a cappella song, so everyone in the whole theatre had to be quiet.
The power might have gone down that night.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought that was just a very elaborate gag.
I think the power did go. All right. The when the power went.
Ah, okay. Well, there we go. I can remember that. But
whatever happens, you always make a thing of it.
Well, I hope sincerely that the power does not go down at your warm up gigs and your gig in London. And I wish you all success. And really, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us at Leighton Buzz Radio. The
tickets are going, so it's worth booking.
Thanks so much for talking to Leighton Buzz Radio. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.